Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Aubrey.
And I'm Josiah.
And I'm Jaden.
And today we'll be talking about the Japanese internment camps.
So what even is Japanese internment? Well, it's after Pearl Harbor when the U.S. put Japanese Americans in camps of fear of info being spread to the mainland Japan. And these internment camps were sized in several states.
For example, some of the states included California, Arizona, Utah, and Arkansas. A lot of the states were like in the West, I noticed. Cause like, that's where like a lot of them.
Some of them are in the North, but yeah, you're right. Most of them are in the West, very secluded areas.
In the middle of World War II, the Japanese launched a bombing raid on Pearl Harbor.
Some American Japanese people were forced to move into camps and were treated rough by the military. In the middle of it, people went against the military and wanted to free the Japanese people.
Can we just talk about how some of us Americans wanted to free these wrongly criminalized Japanese?
Well, how do you know they're criminalized in the first place if you don't even
Because they're being them? Locked up.
Like, well, why are they being locked up if they have no reason to?
Because they were scared. America was scared of the Japanese.
Yeah, but most of the Japanese that went to America don't even know about what was happening in Japan anyway.
Britannica Schools said in an article, after the attack on Pearl Harbor by Japanese aircraft on December 7, 1942, the U.S. War Department suspected that Japanese Americans might act as souvenirs or espionage agents.
World War II was a big cause for these camps, seen by all the conflict caused by this historic event.
The Japanese internment camps slowly closed one by one, the last one to be closed in 1946 when the government gave $20,000 to each Japanese citizen who was in the program.
Honestly, this just feels like a slap on the back and less than a sorry to the Japanese people who had to go through this, but at least they got a free $20,000 to make up for the 5 years they lost.
More than 80,000 Japanese Americans were given $20,000. I guess that's how America says sorry, bro.
Yeah, like what?
In my opinion, just giving $20,000 to Japanese Americans is not really a good way to say sorry because they lost more than 4 years of their lives just because they had an Asian DNA. That's something they just can't get back.
Well, that's just messed up.
Yeah, it really is. I feel like if America handled the CIA better, and the FBI, for that matter of fact, this would have never happened.
If they were just more open-minded, then they would understand mostly everything.
Exactly. But, you know, us Americans were very racist back then.
And
especially Reagan. So
that was actually kind of messed up. Whoa.
Yeah, I know. You know, Reagan was going to get impeached, but, you know, didn't happen. Want to continue?
Oh. The way it's relevant in our lives now is like going to school. Not a camp, but we're forced by our parents and we go until next year and then it just loops over and over again and then over and then over again. Save me.
Some events affect people in other states or countries have to move because of hunger, flooding, earthquakes, etc. And people are forced to move to other parts of the world.
One little thing could have big impact on people, regardless of what it is.
Too bad people don't think about that.
The Japanese internment camps were probably the most biased thing us as American people and government could have ever done, as it's a mystery of why they feared the Japanese so much when they were doing the bombing raid because of them sieging nearby islands for power.
Thank you for spending your time with us. This is Aubrey.
This is Josiah.
And this is Jaden.
And this has been
No Peace.
Our credits are Botanical Schools, Discus, Topics History, History Channel, and U.S. History.
U.S. history is so messed up.
Honestly, it is.
But they don't want us to question it because of some reason. I don't know.
Well, thank you for listening in, and adios, amigos.
Keep breathing.